8 o'clock at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
A recent survey conducted by the USCCB has revealed that the U.S. has more permanent deacons than anywhere else in the world. The study, titled A Portrait of the Permanent Diaconate, examined 145 archdioceses and dioceses whose bishops belong to the USCCB. The report revealed that there are an estimated 19,008 permanent deacons serving in the United States. Catholic Culture points out that a March report from the Vatican claimed 48,238 permanent deacons serving in the church worldwide. So with those figures, it means about 40% of the Catholic diaconate resides in the United States. The city with the largest number of deacons of 852 was found to be Chicago, and that is more than double of the second place city, Los Angeles, where there are 426. The Diocese of Galveston, Houston, San Antonio, and New York each reported over 300 permanent deacons. There are 79 deacons in the Archdiocese of Portland and in the Archdiocese of Seattle, 118. So they did also find that the diaconate in the U.S. was in a period of growth. In fact, in 2019, 383 deacons were ordained. In 2020, 587.
Wow. You know, I would never guess there were that many deacons in the Portland, Seattle area. I didn't realize that.
There's quite a few men. So, and they say serving. I don't know if that is all of them, because there are a number of deacons who would also be in senior status or retired too.
Interesting. Well, police now believe it was a drug deal gone bad that led to the death of four people at a house on Boise Street in southeast Portland Sunday night. According to a report on Oregon Live, three men flew in from Texas after arranging a marijuana deal, showed up the southeast Portland house Sunday night, got into a gunfight over the tubs of marijuana inside, killing two brothers, according to the report. One of three men who came from out of state got away in a van. Police have yet to make an arrest. A makeshift memorial of candles, flowers, and a We Love You sign sat Tuesday on the front stoop of the house where the shootout occurred.
The U.S. bishops next week will deliberate and vote on whether to draft a teaching document on the Eucharist, despite the recent request of some bishops to delay such a discussion. At the bishops' virtual spring meeting scheduled for June 16th to the 18th, one agenda item that has received scrutiny is consideration of Eucharistic consistency. The agenda item is a proposal to draft a formal statement on the meaning of the Eucharist in the life of the church. The conference will not be voting on any final text of a document, but simply on whether to begin drafting a document. If the bishops approve the motion, they will still have the opportunity to deliberate and amend the document when presented in final form at a future meeting.
Hey, good news, baseball fans. The Portland Hops are increasing their attendance to 50% capacity. That means 2,250 fans will now be allowed into Ron Tonkin Field adjacent to Hillsboro Stadium. Hops officials also say face coverings will no longer be required following guidance from the Oregon Health Authority for outdoor venues. Team President K.L. Wambacher said the organization was hopeful that once the state of Oregon meets the 70% vaccination mark, the ballpark would return to full capacity without restrictions. Health officials believe the state could hit that mark by the end of this month. Man, that would be great, you know, because you think of as the 4th of July nears and a lot of baseball being played. That'd be awesome to be at full capacity for that.
That would be fantastic. Well, a Catholic technology company recently launched a platform for Catholic publishers, small businesses, and religious communities to reach customers and supporters. Catholic Ventures announced this month the launch of Catholic.store, an e-commerce platform working with publishers and small businesses selling Catholic books, jewelry, art, and other products. The announcement said the platform will donate a percentage of all proceeds to the church. Matt Meeks, CEO of Catholic Ventures, told Catholic News Agency, "We need truly Catholic platforms, platforms that respect subsidiarity but operate in solidarity." That became the initial kind of motivation for Catholic Ventures. He pointed to a recent incident where the online retail giant Amazon delisted Catholic author Ryan Anderson's book that was critical to the transgender movement.
Well, in sports, you know what's going on right now?
I think there's some tennis going on.
It is the French Open tennis tournament on the red clay courts of Roland Garros in Paris.
You say that so well.
Thank you very much. And American Coco Gauff had made it to the semifinals. Alas, she fell today to a player from the Czech Republic, Barbara Krejčíková. Gauff, still just 17 years old. So to make it that far at a Grand Slam event, that is pretty impressive. She was the youngest French Open quarterfinalist since 2006. So that's pretty awesome.
Her career is just stepping up. In every tournament, it just seems like each year she's getting a little stronger. She's moving up more and more in those. So good for her.
So this is going to be a quick turnaround because of the way the scheduling went this year with the pandemic. You know, they're not going to get too many weeks off, and they're going right into Wimbledon. So two Grand Slams really back to back. So we'll see how Coco does on the grass courts versus the clay courts.
And it's true that players, there are some that do really well on the grass courts but don't play on the clay as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a difference to the player.
Surface can make a huge difference. I mean, look at Rafa Nadal. He has won, I don't know how many French Opens back to back. It's like a dozen. On Wimbledon grass, maybe one or two.
Whoa.
Yeah, so he's great on every surface, but the clay is certainly his specialty.
Well, Pope Francis received Alexander Van der Bellen. And if you don't know who that is, well, he's the president of the Republic of Austria. He was at the Vatican on Monday. Now, the two discuss environmental diplomatic issues, but the meeting was especially noteworthy because of the very original gift the Austrian politician gave to the Pope. He gave him a bunch of goats.
Really?
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. Yes. So Van der Bellen is an independent politician backed by the Environmental Green Party. He presented the head of the Catholic Church, our Pope Francis, with 20 portraits of goats, which were offered in his name, in the Pope's name, to families in Burundi.
Huh.
The original photographs are part of an Austrian Caritas project called Giving Meaning. So what they did is they got these goats. They were donated, given to families in need in the country of Burundi.
Yeah.
In the name of Pope Francis.
That's nice.
Talk about a great, I mean, what is the Pope going to do with
exactly
goats or anything else that somebody might give him? I think Pope Francis truly enjoyed that gift.
That's awesome.
Well, Pope Francis, in return, he presented the president of the Republic a mosaic made by the craftsmen of the Vatican with the Bible story of Noah.
Wow.
I think they kind of knew of his environmental stance and kind of took it to the animals, and it just seemed to go hand in hand.
Yeah, very nice.
That is a great idea.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And this Sunday at 2 o'clock, you can attend Sunday Mass in Spanish at the Grotto. Please check with organizers for current COVID-19 protocols. The Grotto, of course, located on Skidmore Street in Portland. Now, be sure to check with organizers for all of these events on their COVID protocols so you know what to expect when you get there. You can find details on this and other events by going to the community calendar at materdayradio.com.
Contest time.
Giveaway. It's really a lot of fun to be able to give away things. So we've got these wonderful Mater Dei Radio, the Morning Blend coffee tumblers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a group of people received those as thank you gifts from our Spring Share-a-thon.
Correct.
If you didn't get one, well, right now is your chance. And if you call in and win a tumbler, you're going to be automatically entered for a drawing to receive some Mystic Monk coffee.
Ooh, even better. So here's the number to call. We're going to take the third caller. Here's the number, 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. 5286. Call right now. Third caller wins the tumbler.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Brother Cyril, a Benedictine monk at Mount Angel Abbey, for the morning offering.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, and the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishops and of all apostles of prayer, and in particular, for those recommended by our Holy Father this month. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Holy Family Supply, Salem's Catholic Bookstore. Located at 421 Court Street Northeast in downtown Salem, Holy Family Supply has a wide variety of Catholic gifts for all occasions, including Bibles, rosaries, statues, and holy cards. Holy Family Supply is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday from 10 to 4. Or call them at 503-588-1071.
In a year that's filled many of us with weariness, anxiety, and stress, let us turn to St. Joseph. Mater Dei Radio is teaming up with Chris Stefanik and the team at Real Life Catholic to help you get to know Joseph. Get to know him as your friend, protector, and spiritual father. Join us on a journey with Joseph, a 36-episode personal development program featuring deeply theological reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Donald Calloway, Sister Josephine Garrett, Jason Everett, and more. It's time to live extraordinary in the ordinary. To learn more and register, go online to materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Hurry, because this powerful St. Joseph program begins on Thursday, June 17th. Discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose on this journey with Joseph from Real Life Catholic and Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
8:13 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, kind of a nice morning out there right now, but there is a 50% chance of showers later today. We'll have a high of 69 degrees. Then tonight, 30% chance of rain, low of 49. Then about a 40% chance of showers on Thursday with a high of 70. It's currently 54 degrees at Queen of Peace Church in Salem.
And a big congratulations to Stacia. She was so excited because she is receiving a wonderful tumbler.
Nice.
So congratulations to her. She said that she goes to St. Leo's.
Excellent.
As parents, we've all had those days when you are sure that there is a perfect way to raise the kids, and you're also sure that you're not doing it that way. Well, you may think that my guest today will surely have it figured out as the parents of 10 kids, but they will be the first to tell you, well, there is no perfect way. As the creators of the Messy Family Project, Mike and Alicia Hernan know that parenting a large family is difficult, but not impossible. And they have a great webpage full of resources. And they're asking you to join them on the Pray and Play Challenge. They're with me today. Mike and Alicia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
It is great to be with you. Thank you, Brenda.
Mike and Alicia, I've had people tell me, you know, how do you do it? And I've had four kids. Now, I don't think of myself as having a large family, but I would say that to you, Mike and Alicia, how do you do that? 10 kids. So tell us a little bit about what makes up your messy family.
Well, we have 10 children who are between the ages of 25 and 8. So we had, so our youngest was born when our oldest was 18. So we had quite the gamut. Now, it is getting a little bit easier now because we have about 5 of them who are pretty much launched out of the house.
College and beyond.
Yes, yeah. And we have two children married and 3 grandchildren and 2 on the way. And, but we still have 5 kids at home. So that still makes it interesting.
That's right. Well, and also the reality that we have found is that raising kids, when we had, you know, whether you have 1 kid, 4 kids, 10 kids, they're all different.
And yeah.
If they all came out the same exact way, boy, that would have been so much simple. There wasn't one Herman model. You know, we got thrown a curveball. And when, particularly when we move, and Brenda, you experience this, when you move from man to man to zone defense with your kids,
that's,
you know,
right,
when they are outnumbering you, it's a challenge no matter, you know, where you're at or how old or how young you feel, because your kids both bring you joy and make your hair go gray. So.
Oh, absolutely. And kind of touching on what you said, we had 3 daughters in a row right off the bat. And it's amazing to me at how all of these girls, same parents, same house, same clothes, pretty much, how differently they can all turn out and exactly, well, the way God designed it.
Yes.
Mike and Alicia, you have a great website and you have podcasts where you're discussing, you know, all of the issues that families today we're going through. Kind of tell our listeners, what have you found to be the issues that are on the top of family issue list today?
Well, the first thing that most parents ask us about is discipline. When in regards to parenting and how do we train and form our children. And I think that when parents come to us and ask questions about marriage, one of the top issues is communication. Yeah. So really, in some ways, I think that those, it's just kind of working out relationships with your spouse and then your relationship with your children.
Yeah. And when you think about it, all of life comes down to that. The family is the place where we learn how to be human, how to relate, how to engage in
right.
others. But it's also the place where we experience who God is. You know, it's by our understanding. And this is probably the question we get after those two the most, and sometimes even more, depending on the situation we're in, is how do you pass on the faith to your kids? How do you do all of this within the context of, you know, passing on the faith, training them in virtue? And those questions are really burdening parents because a lot of parents just feel like they're overwhelmed and shooting from the hip all the time.
Right.
And one thing that we try to do is say, you know, the messy family product wants to pull back the curtain and say, it's okay that you're not perfect. Mm-hmm. But that we all can be more intentional. We can take some steps that really have a great impact on our kids' formation, both in the faith, the virtues that we want to pass on for them, as well as simple steps that can really renew your marriage, which needs to be at the center of your home.
Mike and Alicia Hernan are the first ones to admit there is no perfect way to raise the kids, but they have the Messy Family Project online with great resources to help out our Catholic families, bring everyone a little bit closer to the faith. Something I want to touch on that you just said, I think I look at the way that I raise my kids and I look at people and people like my own mother. I think, boy, now she would have done it differently. She would have made that meal better. She would have had the clothes piles all put away. Why can't I do this? How do you keep or tell families, you know, that comparisons, you know, there are goals to be set. They don't really help you raise your own families.
Well, one thing that we really want to encourage families to do is to discover their unique values. And when you discover the things that your family, that makes your family unique, maybe that are makes you different than, you know, your family of origin or different than another family that you admire. And just to kind of like realize that those differences are actually really beautiful because there's probably things like, yeah, maybe your mom was better at things, you know, than you were because you're different people. But then maybe there's other areas in which you excel that, you know, that maybe your mother struggled more with. And I think that that comparison, which for a lot of moms today comes from social media, overused.
The Pinterest perfect image of a mom and a dad or the family.
Exactly. And that can really drag you down. And we have to be really aware of that and really aware of, well, what's the giftedness of our family? And what does our family culture consist of? And then really using that and seeing that as a gift and seeing how can this bring our family closer to God? How can we glorify him in the way that makes us unique as a family?
Yeah, Brenda, it is really a simple recipe. You know, it's a recipe for disaster if you simply live by comparison. But if you embrace who you are and how God called you to be, because he, for whatever reason, has blessed you with these particular children, and he's going to give you the grace to figure it out. And the grace to be a parent comes from your marriage. And if we, as parents, simply say, we're going to put first things first, we're not going to put social media or the keeping up with the Joneses first. Mm-hmm. We're going to focus on what we can control. And I'm going to take extreme ownership for that. And I'm going to let go of all the things that I can't control today. And I'm going to focus in and take one step forward. That makes all the difference.
Oh, I can't agree more. Mike and Alicia, I think for myself too, the one thing that really helped kind of calm our family is I was unapologetic when I did not sign my children up for every possible thing they wanted. We did, you know, everybody did swimming. Well, that's because swim practice was all at the same time, and so were their swim meets. And so I think you're right. I think every parent's got to decide, and every family needs to decide, this is how we're going to do it. And I appreciate knowing from a family of 10 what expertise you have to share. You have 10 children, which is exhausting to me. But you said you have, you know, some that are still at home.
Exhausting to me too.
To the idea of that laundry, let me tell you what. Now, you have kids, from 6 years old and then all the way through college and even married with children. Maybe share with us your experience of how you've made that transition from telling your kids what to do to guiding their decisions and now to allowing them, you know what, this is on you.
Right, right. Well, I'm laughing because I'm still learning how to do that. Like, you're never done learning, right? Like, you're still, I'm still learning how to like take that step, especially, you know, with the children who, it's because there's one transition, I feel like, when your children become teenagers, right? And so then you start to really start teaching them that independence. Then when they go off to college, or even if they are like us, some of our kids have gone to college in town, but still like that college age when we're kind of giving them even more freedom and allowing them to make their own choices and really saying things like, well, what do you think is best? What do you think that you should do? And any time that we can use that phrase, to use that, and that should happen more and more and more. But then I feel like then there's another transition that happens when they get married. Because when they're married, then that's like a whole big thing, you know, because they have their own family and they have the grace to be a parent from their sacrament. And I think that really the key is to listen first, to listen a lot. And if you think, I wonder if I should say this, you probably shouldn't.
I love it.
Another parent told me that, and I thought, oh, that's probably good advice.
Mike and Alicia, I've loved our conversation, and there's more I want to talk to you about, especially your Pray and Play challenge, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
That would be great. Love to.
It's 8:24 at Mater Dei Radio. David Brenda with you on the Morning Blend this Wednesday morning. Well, last year, 51 vehicles were donated to Mater Dei Radio's vehicle donation program, helping supporting wonderful Catholic radio programs. You can do the same. If you go to our website, click on the Get Involved menu, Vehicle Donation. All the information is right there. Do you have an old car, truck, boat, motorcycle, or RV? And want to support Mater Dei Radio? It's a great way to do it. Donate that vehicle. Really quick and easy process on the website, as well as a likely tax deduction for you as well. Again, it's our vehicle donation program on our website at materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
So many of us carry such heavy burdens.
Come on, babe. It'll be fun. It's just you and me.
Deep within, we struggle because sin separates us from God. But thanks to the grace of confession, God compassionately listens, forgives, and sets us free. So if it's been a while since you've been to confession or Mass, come home and experience a fresh start. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Days are getting longer and the weather is starting to warm up. If you're like me, this time of year means you can get out the grill and enjoy some time with the family. Did you know that you can support Mater Dei Radio through everyday purchases when you shop for the cause? Whether it's purchases online through Amazon or groceries at Fred Meyer, you can help strengthen Catholic Radio. For details, check out ways to give at materdeiradio.com, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Want an eye-opener in the morning without the caffeine? It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
It's 8:26 in Mater Dei Radio. Tough morning on Portland freeways. We'll have the details for you in the news.
And thinking of that, would you take the time to travel on a ferry to keep from getting into rush hour traffic? New program gets underway, could take up to 600 cars off the road.
Interesting.
I'll have that story plus more coming up for you in news. This is Cooper Ray and Wake the Dawn. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Wake up the giant in my heart. It sleeps so soundly in the dark. Warm my soul with the morning sun. Light up creation with all you've done.
My home. desire to let the whole world see that you are God, you are the King, my everything.
Is Cooper Ray and Wake the Dawn. It is 8:30 right here at Mater Dei Radio.
And in your news this morning, well, heads up, if you are traveling busy I-5 northbound in the Portland area this morning, it is closed in the Twilliger Curves following a crash involving a semi-truck and another vehicle. Portland police say the semi rolled over on its side and pinned at least one vehicle underneath it. The crash was reported around 4:30 this morning. Police also reported that first responders were talking with the people in the vehicle under the trailer. The extent of the injuries unknown, but they say it was not a fatal crash. Police expect the freeway to be blocked for several hours. Northbound traffic currently being detoured off the freeway at 217. Other alternative routes include Southwest Barber Boulevard and Interstate 205 for those heading into Washington. We were just looking on our phones to see if the closures were still occurring. They are. So again, if you're traveling I-5 northbound in the Portland area downtown, coming from the south, be aware. It's going to be a tough one this morning.
Well, one thing that could help sometimes is a ferry soon going to be taking passengers from Cathedral Park to River Place in downtown Portland. On Tuesday, they announced they have enough funding to launch a 24-month pilot program in summer of 2022. The Frog Ferry has the capacity for 70 passengers and will take commuters from Cathedral Park to River Place in downtown Portland, a trip of about 25 minutes. They hope to add stops along the way and on weekends. The tickets cost just $3 each way and $2 for honored citizens. Friends of Frog Ferry say they could take up to 600 cars off the roads during the heavy commute hours. Now, the ferry runs on renewable diesel, and they hope to have an all-electric fleet eventually. Vancouver would not be part of the test route, but could be added to the lineup later on.
Yeah, so you were telling me about this. So from Cathedral Park to River Place in downtown Portland. So you're kind of going through that ship industrial area there. So kind of a cool trip if you've never done it before on the river to see the sights. So, it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
The goal will be that it has to be convenient for commuters.
Yeah.
It has to be a route that's easy for them to take.
Mm-hmm.
And U.S. bishops next week will deliberate and vote on whether to draft a teaching document on the Eucharist, despite the recent request of some bishops to delay such a discussion. At the bishops' virtual meeting scheduled for June 16th to the 18th, one agenda item that has received scrutiny is consideration of the Eucharistic consistency. The agenda item is a proposal to draft a formal statement on the meaning of the Eucharist in the life of the Church. The conference will not be voting on any final text of a document, but simply on whether to begin drafting the document. If the bishops approve the motion, they will still have the opportunity to deliberate and amend the document when presented in final form at a future meeting.
Well, as crews continue to remove trees following last September's deadly wildfires, an independent forester says the state's hazardous tree removal program is doing a sound job. The audit was brought on when the program was criticized for removing unnecessary trees in the Sandy Am Canyon, an area hit hard by the fires. But the review found that 96% of the trees examined were rightly marked for removal. So far, the state has marked about 83,000 of 140,000 trees it currently estimates it will need to cut down and remove as a result of 9 large wildfires last year, most of which ignited Labor Day. Contractors have felled about 41,000 of those trees to date. Going to be a big project.
Well, Oregon officials are looking for whoever shot two bald eagles in the Portland area recently in two separate incidences. The Oregon State Police and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said an adult bald eagle was shot and killed at Portland International Raceway on April 5th. Another was shot and injured in West Lynn on April 28th. This eagle survived the injury but may not be able to be returned to the wild. Portland Audubon has offered a reward of $1,000 for information related to the shooting. Now, bald eagles are federally protected. Shooting at or killing a bald eagle is a misdemeanor and a second offense, a felony, and could result in a large fine, even some time in prison.
Yeah, that's just hard to believe somebody would do that.
It's very, very bizarre. And of all things, bald eagles.
Yeah.
It's beautiful just birds. Very, very yeah. strange. And a Catholic technology company recently launched a platform for Catholic publishers, small businesses, and religious communities to reach customers and supporters. Catholic Ventures announced this month the launch of Catholic.store, an e-commerce platform working with publishers and small businesses selling Catholic books, jewelry, art, and other products. The announcement said the platform will donate a percentage of proceeds to the church. Matt Meek, CEO of Catholic Ventures, told CNA, "We need truly Catholic platforms that respect subsidiarity but operate in solidarity." That became the initial kind of motivation, he said, for Catholic Ventures. He pointed out a recent incident where online retail giant Amazon delisted Catholic author Ryan Anderson's book that was critical of the transgender movement.
Well, in sports, the NBA has announced its most valuable player for the season, and maybe a bit of a surprise, but not to Trailblazer fans after that first-round playoff. It's the Denver Nuggets big man, Nikola Jokic. He becomes the sixth international player to win the MVP award. Jokic was the runaway winner of the award, claiming 91 of the 101 first-place votes. Jokic was a real Iron Man this season, playing in all 72 regular season contests. He also becomes just the first center since Shaquille O'Neal in 2000 to win the MVP award. Second in the balloting this year was Philly center Joel Embiid, followed by Golden State guard Stephen Curry. Blazers guard Damian Lillard, who had a great season himself, was seventh in the voting. So there you go.
Okay, and then who votes on this?
I believe it is. That's a good question. I don't know if it's coaches, sports writers, who all is involved with it, but it's 101
ballots. I want to see the list because I believe that our Damian Lillard should have been higher up on the list.
Yes, I'm sure Portland fans do too.
Well, God is unfailingly near us and ever speaking to our hearts, but the occupations of the day often keep us from remembering his presence. To grow in love for our Creator, we must occasionally call to mind his closeness and speak to him. Here are three quick prayers of just three words that can turn our day around when things get busy, stressful, or difficult. Very simply, my Jesus, mercy. John Paul II considered divine mercy as the limit God puts on evil. Thus, when things are going wrong in our hearts or in our surroundings, call on his mercy. Here's three simple words. I trust you, or I thank you. Right? Expressing our trust in Jesus is at the heart of the divine mercy image revealed by our Lord to Saint Faustina. As well, it's a good to remember that gratitude plugs us into reality, which can save us from the anxiety raging in our hearts and minds.
Yeah.
So we'd be thankful.
Very nice.
And then lastly, so beautiful, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. Thinking of the Holy Family can make us feel overwhelmed. We are so far from having the kind of home life they had, but this reaction omits a key fact that the Holy Family is not only an example of how we should be, but how we should live, and importantly, is the source of the grace we need in order to live just as they did.
Very nice.
It's wonderful. Julie Ondurko actually ends her show every week with Jesus, Mary, Joseph. We love you.
That's very nice.
That's the perfect prayer.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
Well, with the nice weather we're having this summer, it seems like it would be a great time to go to camp.
Yeah.
Well, on June 27th at 2 o'clock, you can go to the Camp Howard Open House in Corbett. Now that the state of Oregon has approved overnight camp for the summer of 2021 season, Camp Howard invites all to this open house to meet staff and tour the camp. And remember, you can find details on these and other events. Just head on over to our community calendar at materdayradio.com.
And by the way, just a heads up, we are going to talk with a CYO Camp Howard counselor tomorrow on the morning show. So be listening for that. And you asked the question, who votes on the NBA's most valuable player?
Yes.
It is sports writers and broadcasters.
Okay.
So there you go.
I guess they do know.
All right. You're going to continue your interview. So looking forward to that right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Saint Benedict became a saint because he continually sought God.
One Minute Monk, Abbot Placid Solari of Belmont Abbey.
Benedictine monks do the same. Upon entering the monastery, a monk takes three vows: commitment to live monastic life, stability in monastic life, and obedience. These vows are powerful words. By them, we define who we are. We state our identity. Then we spend a lifetime growing into that ideal. What about your own life? Who have you said that you are? Does your life honestly reflect your words? Is who you have said you are truly who you yearn to be?
For your free copy of The Rule of Saint Benedict, visit oneminutemonk.com. oneminutemonk.com.
It's important to watch our words, choose them carefully, say what we mean, and, of course, live what we say.
People in the Pacific Northwest love the great outdoors. New Generation Landscape can help you beautify your exterior living spaces with their design, installation, and maintenance services, including lawn care, fences, retaining walls, patios and decks, lighting, and irrigation systems. New Generation Landscape listens to your ideas and helps to transform them into reality. Learn more and see their projects at newgenerationlandscapes.com. That's newgenerationlandscapes.com.
Get dialed into your Catholic community by visiting materdayradio.com. Check out our community calendar of events, locally produced shows, prayer hotline, and so much more. For a current program schedule and to learn more about this listener-supported Catholic ministry, visit materdayradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. The bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It is 8:43 at Mater Dei Radio. Taking a look at your forecast today. We've got a 50% chance of showers later this afternoon. We'll have a high of 67 degrees. 30% chance of rain tonight, low of 48, about a 40% chance on Thursday. Now, Friday could be a little wet. They're saying 100% chance of rain on Friday with a high of 65 degrees. So a little heads up for you on that.
I'm going to take note of that because I will be sitting out in a football stadium for graduation on Friday night. I'm going to bring my umbrella.
Okay.
Currently, it is 54 degrees at St. Mary's Catholic Church down in Mount Angel, Oregon.
And 57 degrees at St. Henry's Church in Gresham.
I am continuing my conversation with Mike and Alicia Hernan. They are the creators of the Messy Family Project. And as parents of 10, I think they might know a thing or two of what constitutes a messy project. Mike and Alicia join me in our first half hour and are with me again. Mike and Alicia, thank you so much for your time today.
It is great to be back with you, Brenda.
Mike and Alicia, one of the things that I found on your webpage, in fact, was an article that you just had on writing on the Feast of Pentecost and setting your marriage on fire. And I'm not talking about burning up the marriage certificate saying that's it, right? But it's in the best way. That what are the things that the two of you are consistently doing to making sure that your marriage is the priority and not the activities of your 10 kids?
Yeah, first, just to affirm something, you know, your family began with your marriage, right? And we need to make sure that that is number one priority for us in the home. Because if you don't recognize that this is from where all the kids came from, we need to prioritize our spouse above all others. And when we talk to, older couples, we've asked them continuously throughout the years, what's the secret? What's the secret? One of the first things everyone says, every marriage that we've ever talked to, they said regular date nights.
Yeah.
It sounds so simple, but it has the profound impact when you have a habit of simply saying, I want to spend time with you and I'm not going to take you for granted. I want to treat our relationship as if it is a priority for me. Mm-hmm. And that means our relationship is built with the material of time.
Yeah, I love that phrase, that relationships are built with the material of time. And we have to remember that, because really, if we're going to say that our family is a priority, but we spend all of our time working or on our own hobbies or on Facebook or on, or on a device or playing video games or whatever, but we're not putting aside dedicated time for our children or our spouse, then that's really not speaking the truth of them being a priority. And actually, that's what the Play and Pray Challenge is about taking that time, challenging couples to do a date night, to do a family day, and to enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus within their homes. Because we want to, do it in a fun way, present this as a fun challenge, but also to really emphasize that these things are really important. They're important because they are the foundation of your family.
Well, that is a great point. I'd love for you to explain that more, because you do have this great challenge on your webpage. Might even come along with a dance challenge. I might be good at that. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so the Play and Pray Challenge is something we're doing this summer. We're launching it now, right now. It's active. Where we're challenging people to do those three things that Alicia just mentioned. Have a family fun day, go on a date night, and enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus as the king of your family. And we have a whole resource and download for ideas on dates, family fun days, as well as the ceremony for enthroning the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And for anybody who signs up, we actually have a team of priests who are going to be saying Mass for all those families. And that they get a free bumper sticker and prayer card from us. But it is something that we believe that this is the foundation of your family culture. It's the fun is the glue that keeps your family together. We had a wise woman tell us this many, many years ago, that if you want to pray with your kids, you need to play with your kids. And right. So we begin with fun. We need our kids to know this is a foretaste of heaven. The play and the leisure and the time we spend together is a foretaste. And we got to make that fun and interesting and got a great impact and leave those memories with our kids. But we need to also renew our marriage. We need to make a proclamation that Jesus is the King. And in the Feast of the Sacred Heart is coming up here right away. But any time throughout this, particularly this summer, is a great habit to have those three things in for the challenge.
Yeah, I think a lot of times Catholics, we forget how important it is, a lot of that like human formation, that human interaction that really needs to be part of our family life. So being a great Catholic family and solidifying that identity within your children is not simply a matter of taking them to church and saying certain prayers within your home. Though that is important, that's only part of it. Your children need to feel known by you. They need to feel loved by you. They need to feel that this family is a place that I belong. And yes, that can come through praying together, but especially for little kids, the reality is that it's primarily going to come from playing together and just being with them.
I think
that sometimes we can forget that in our desire to pass on the faith. We forget that they don't just need the prayers and their spiritual formation. They also need that human formation, and they need our love as parents, and they need to feel that, have that community within their brothers and sisters and their parents and the whole family.
Oh, the two go together so well, to play to pray. It's a great idea. I think a lot of our listeners would be really interested to join you in this challenge. Tell our listeners where they're going to be able to find out more about your challenge, maybe even that dance challenge, and also the great resources you have on your webpage.
Yes, you can visit us at messyfamilyproject.org. It's available right from our website, both the Play and Pray Challenge, the download and free resources. And Brenda, we would love to see you as part of the dance-off. We have this great, fun family song called Family. And it's about dancing and singing in the kitchen. And it's about being baptized. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And we're having families from all over send in little video clips of what their family's doing so we can share and celebrate family life.
I am a rock star in my own kitchen, and it's a lot of fun watching you put a dance video on there, and I encourage all of our listeners to check out the Messy Family Project. Mike and Alicia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be with you, Brenda. God bless.
And again, that is Mike and Alicia Hernan. They are the creators of the Messy Family Project. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to their page, find all of their wonderful resources, and you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.
And it is 8:51 at Mater Dei Radio, the morning blend. It is David and Brenda with you. Great interview. Did you just say you're a legend in your own mind?
No, I said I was a rock star in my own kitchen.
Okay.
They're doing a really fun dance
awesome.
Project with your family. And so
that's fantastic.
I've been known to dance in my kitchen from time to time.
That's a great place to do it. We're the same thing for sure. We just gave a Morning Blend Mater Dei Radio coffee tumbler away several minutes ago, and we're going to do it again tomorrow, and we're going to do it again on Friday. So keep listening tomorrow morning and your chance to win. But we got a neat deal going on with the tumbler too, and it involves taking your photo.
That's right. So those who received their tumbler in the mail recently, thank you so much for your support of Mater Dei Radio. Now what we want you to do is take a selfie with your mug. And you can put it on the Morning Blend side or the Mater Dei Radio side. It doesn't matter to us. And send it to us. And when we receive that picture, well, we're going to enter you for a drawing to receive some Mystic Monk coffee.
That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah. So send those in, and all of the information is, you should have received an email on that. So definitely send that to us. I believe the website is info@materdeiradio.com also. And then you'll be entered in that drawing. All of the giveaways this week, though, they're automatically entered.
Oh, that's a great deal. So yeah, then again, you can go to the website, check it out, but they're really neat looking tumblers too. They're blue, have Mater Dei Radio logo on it, the Morning Blend logo on it. So I'd like to say it's a collector's item.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So check out,
only place you're going to find them right here.
MaterDeiRadio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Father Eric Anderson in a prayer to Saint Joseph.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Joseph, you are the chaste and loving spouse of the Virgin Mary, the foster father of Jesus, the protector and provider of the Holy Family and all families. We have complete confidence in your loving care for new life and in your fidelity to the family. We commend our efforts to your prayers and protection. Help us always to defend the gift of human life, that it may grow to the abundance of eternal life promised and bestowed on us by your Son, our brother, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources, and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Holy Family Catholic Clinic is a proud member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Located at 21810 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Holy Family Catholic Clinic is Christ-centered and provides superior, compassionate, life-affirming health care to patients of all ages. Holy Family Catholic Clinic offers medical services that are in adherence to Catholic moral teaching and bioethics, honoring the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Learn more at HolyFamilyClinic.com. That's HolyFamilyClinic.com.
I am Father Cedric Bisegna. I'm a passionist, religious, and a Catholic priest, and the host of Live with Passion. My motto is touching lives and saving souls. I hope you will tune in each week on Mater Dei Radio, Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. It's designed to inspire and encourage you. It's real practical. Talk about real life issues, things that people are going through. I'm so grateful that you're listening to Mater Dei Radio. Don't just live, live with passion.
The Morning Blend. It's a cup of joy with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
It's 8:55 at Mater Dei Radio. I got about a 50% chance of showers later today. High of 69 degrees, then partly cloudy tonight. 30% chance of rain, low of 49. Then again, 40% chance of showers on Thursday with a high of 70. It's currently 55 degrees in the Rose City.
And we're going to close out this show with I Am They and No Impossible with you. And you're listening to Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Right now I'm staring down a giant. Right now I can't see past my pain. Right now my songs have turned to silence. And you've never seemed so far away. But I still believe, I still believe. There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win, no story so over it can't start again. No pain you won't use, no war you won't break through. It might be too much for me, but there is no impossible with you. Right now you're breathing life again.
is I Am They and No Impossible with you. 8:59 at Mater Dei Radio. Hey, that's going to do it for the Morning Blend on this Wednesday morning. You know whose birthday it is today, by the way?
Whose birthday today?
Donald Duck.
Is it really?
It is Donald Duck's birthday, 1934. First appeared in a little movie called The Wise Little Hen.
Yeah, he's getting up there. He's still looking good, though.
He is looking good.
Love a man in a uniform.
You know his nephew's names?
No.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Oh, of course. I knew that. Oh, that is going to wrap it up for us. We hope you have a very blessed day.